1332 for BU, the big brekkie with Daniel. We do it thanks to Bundy Juice. It's Bundylicious and David Bowie, Starman at 19 to 9. Going to be catching up with Amanda very soon, who's out and about in the 4BU Mystery Machine in replace for Brendo, who's in the sick bay. And get well soon, Brendo. We are thinking of you. But joining us now is Councillor Jason Bartels, Division 1 for Bundaberg Regional Council. Councillor, good morning.
Good morning, Daniel. Good morning, listeners.
Good morning to you, and thank you very much for your time. Firstly, tell us a little bit about Division 1. Where do you cover?
Daniel, Division 1, I reckon it's the best part of the Bundaberg region.
Everyone says that.
My division definitely is. It goes from North Bundaberg right up to Winfield, 75K in the north, and then out to Sharon in the northwest, and takes in the communities of Winfield, Avondale, Yandaran, Myra, Mullet Creek, Moore Park Beach, Sharon, Gabarum, Tantitha, and all the areas in between.
Okay, so that's a huge area.
It's a huge area. It's probably the third largest division of the rural divisions.
Wow.
But I wouldn't swap it for anyone else.
I was going to say, that was going to be my next question. Would you change it?
No. It's a fantastic part of our region. It's got beautiful people and fantastic communities.
Now, there's plenty to talk about this morning. One of the big ones is obviously the Anzac Pool. We'll get to that.
Yep.
But you wanted to talk on Moore Park Beach Master Plan coming up on Monday, the CRG meeting Monday.
Definitely, Daniel. Yep. One of the major projects happening in Division 1 is the Moore Park Beach Master Plan, Stage 1 and 2. We've allocated $5.2 million to council budget, and we've received $2.1 million from the state government.
Yep.
So we're spending $7 million on the first two stages. We've got a community reference group meeting Monday night. All the attendees have been invited to discuss the final plans before we go out for tender, because we wanted to deliver those two stages this financial year,
yep.
Daniel. We've moved away from the foreshore with the first two stages. The community annex is next to the community hall, and all the associated pathworks and parking and the community annex and the new playground will be stage 1 and 2.
Okay.
The reason we've moved away from the foreshore is the new surf club is going to be constructed at Moore Park Beach.
Yep.
We're hoping that happens within the next 12 months. When that's complete, we'll do stage 3 around the surf club.
Around the surf club.
So that'll be happening.
So that's all happening from Monday, like the meeting on the Monday. Capital projects happening in Division 1 for the 2022-2023 budget?
Just a couple of other major projects in Division 1. Bullion Road upgrade, we're spending $1.8 million doing that. The Ferrydale drainage system, we're spending $800,000 on improvements there. And we're building a new off-leash dog park in Moore Park Beach.
That'd be good. Dog park. I love those dog parks because you can always meet the owners, because the dogs, they just have a whole lot of fun.
They do, yeah. 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 There's a lot more happening too, Daniel, but wouldn't have time to list them all today. But people go to my councillor Facebook page. All the information's there.
All right, there we go. Now, we have to talk about it. Anzac Pool, the redevelopment. It's been in the news over the last year, longer than that. We're getting this new facility, but also on the other side of the coin, we have this Anzac Pool, which is potentially heritage listed. It's got so much history. Why does it need to be demolished now?
Well, Daniel, in June this year, council confirmed that moving ahead with the Bundaberg Riverside revitalisation, which includes the Anzac Park redevelopment.
Mm-hmm.
This project isn't new. It's been talked about for many, many years.
Yep.
It's been consulted comprehensively with the community for many, many years. And we're to the stage now where we can deliver it. In 2018, the plan for the area, the master plan, was approved and adopted by council, and that had been consulted with all the stakeholders and community groups. And we're at a point now where we can deliver this much-needed community infrastructure.
So today I see a video of some demolition work being done from today. There was just a little bit being done. Can you understand people's concern and anger as to why this is happening now?
Daniel, I can. But what you've also got to understand is it's a very small minority of the community which are upset.
A vocal minority, by the way.
A very vocal minority. And it has been comprehensively consulted throughout the years.
Yep.
And it's to a point now where we need to move ahead.
Now, we have a petition, the Save the Anzac Pool Facebook groups, and all of these Facebook groups and organisations have put together petitions with lots of signatures. And, of course, I think they've maybe presented that to council, not sure of that side of things. Where's that at?
Daniel, what I find a little bit ironic is the same people that actually put the petition together came and presented to council in April, and at that stage they didn't care what we did with the pool as long as we kept it open until the new aquatic centre was built, which we would have loved to have done, but we've got $5 million worth of funding from the federal government, which has to be spent by December 23 to move ahead with the Bundaberg Anzac Park redevelopment. So that, and the aquatic centre, which we've gone to tender on and approved, will commence next month, but it won't be built for probably 2 or 3 years. So there will be a lag. But I commend the passion of these people for putting the petition together. Mm. But the petition, which was presented to council yesterday to save Anzac Pool, it's approximately 1,400 signatures.
Yep.
And when the breakdown of the signatures, Daniel, there's 464 from Bundaberg. All the rest are from out of area. And if you break that down to our total residents, 18 and over, which in the 2021 census was 79,354, it's 0.58% of our population.
But of those other signatures that have come from other parts, do we know if they're previous residents of Bundaberg?
They could be, Daniel.
Yep.
But at the moment, we're listening to the residents here. The majority of residents I talk to in my division and the region, I'm always out and about, mm-hmm. are very pro the Aquatic Centre and the Anzac Park redevelopment.
So then this is obviously going to go ahead. There's no ifs, buts or maybes about it. It's being done. Where do people go come summer, apart from the beaches, because they're beautiful beaches from where I used to live anyway. So that's a good thing. But from a swimming pool perspective, it's only the Norval Pool.
Well, Daniel, the lessee that did have the Anzac Pool is also the lessee of Norval Pool and the Bundaberg Swim Academy.
Right.
And we worked with that lessee, and they worked with all the community groups, all the schools, all the users of the Anzac Pool facility, and they can guarantee us that they can make room in the other two facilities for the interim while we're building the brand new aquatic centre, which will be a state-of-art facility for our region.
Really appreciate your time. There's more that we could talk about this,
Daniel,
all day.
Can I just finish off, yeah. Daniel? When the Anzac Park development is complete, it'll be an area that not only protects and enhances the Anzac legacy, but it'll be an area of remembrance and honour for all our service people. And Daniel, I'm confident the majority of the community are in favour of this project and that everyone will be supportive, and the Anzac Park redevelopment is complete, and when they see the end result, it'll be an asset for our region.
Councillor Jason Bartels, really do appreciate your time.
Thank you, Daniel.